This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Monday, and welcome to another TalkSport Daily podcast. I'm your host, John Jackson, and we start things off by heading to West London, where yesterday TalkSport brought you live, free, and exclusive commentary of Chelsea versus Arsenal. And I don't have to tell you that derbies don't come much bigger than this.
Arsenal must win to go top. That's the level, that's the challenge, that's the Premier League. You've got to beat Chelsea at Stamford Bridge to be top of this league. Martinelli denied by a wonderful block from Thiago Silva. And then as a free kick now goes Arsenal's way, Martinelli cutting infield into a shooting position, played into Gabriel Jesus. He had a chance, there was no flag. Both teams are trying to assert themselves in their way. Aubameyang just asserted himself on White with a late sliding challenge, and that's going to be the first yellow card of the afternoon. Thiago Silva comes forward and is dispossessed by Gabriel Jesus, and here's Saka, and Gabriel Jesus inside the box and goes for glory himself, forces a save from Mendy, but boy, he had Granit Xhaka there for a cutback. Saka left-footed, steered in towards the near post, he's found a way through and found a way in from Gabriel. Arsenal lead at Stamford Bridge. Arsenal scored the first goal in 16 of the 19 games they played this season. There are only two defeats have come in games in which they conceded first. And if you're an Arsenal fan celebrating at the sound of that goal, listen to this. Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang substituted.
Cannot say they're not title challengers.
Down the touchline towards Gabriel Jesus. Arsenal go top of the league again. They have won at Chelsea for the third consecutive season.
So that huge win for Arsenal took them back to the top of the Premier League table, 2 points ahead of Manchester City. And after the game, Gunners boss Mikel Arteta was asked whether this derby win is a statement to the rest of the Premier League.
It's not a statement. For us, it's another step forward to prove ourselves that we can do it, that we can play at that level against these kind of players and teams, and hopefully they will have more belief. They've been phenomenal at home, away, around the place. The energy that they have created has transformed the team, I think, and we are really pleased for them. We are really pleased for the team and especially the players, because to play the way they've done today here against this opponent, I think deserves a lot of credit.
Well, Chelsea boss Graham Potter has now suffered back-to-back Premier League defeats, and the man himself gave his thoughts on Chelsea's performance after the game.
I think we huffed and puffed, but without having the real quality that you need. We play against a team that is in a good moment, good confidence, good structure. Mikel's done a really good job over a period of time there, and we're a little slightly different phase of where we're at. Confidence maybe isn't quite as high. And in the end, I think Arsenal deserve to win. I think we've been in about 8 weeks, so you just do the maths on that. But at the same time, we have to do better. We have to try and play better. We have to improve the team. But we know that it's a process. We know that's what it is. Unfortunately, there's no click of the fingers and everything turns fantastic. We've been in a tough period with lots of games and a few injuries to key players, which can destabilise you. But at the same time, we have to take that challenge on and try to improve.
Right, taking a look at some of the other games from yesterday, there were some pretty huge Premier League results.
Oh,
Erling Haaland is back for Manchester City, but only amongst the substitutes. De Bruyne picks it up. Right hand side. Goes down. London Robertson challenge. Yeah. Penalty, Man City. Haaland steps up, left footed. Oh, it's in. Creeps under Bert Leno. Haaland rips his shirt off. Waves it around his head. He's won the game for Manchester City.
Somerville, who scored the winner at Anfield last week, he did the same again. Leeds United 4, Bournemouth 3.
Pascal Gross has scored, again created by Matoma, who has been outstanding. Wolves 2, Brighton 3.
Sensational, stunning, Youri Tielemans.
Forest 2, Brentford 2. We're in the 97th minute here.
93 minutes played, it's West Ham 1, Crystal Palace 2, and it's that man, Michael Olise.
Full-time Aston Villa 3, Man United 1. Life under Unai Emery has started very sweetly indeed.
And then straight up the other end, there was Bruno Guimaraes to curl into the far corner of the net. Southampton 1, Newcastle 4.
Bad day for Tottenham. After Arsenal's win earlier, they are 8 points behind their North London rivals. Tottenham 1, Liverpool 2.
Saka left-footed, steered in towards the near post. It's found a way through and found a way in from Gabriel. Arsenal lead at Stamford Bridge.
Arsenal go top of the league again. They have won at Chelsea.
Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool found their form with a massive away win. Spurs manager Antonio Conte shared his thoughts after his fourth Premier League loss of the season.
Yeah, but I repeat, it's very difficult, no, to explain. We started and then we conceded a goal after 10 minutes, but no, the game was really, really in balance, also in the first half. With the post, we created a situation to try to create problems to Liverpool, but they were more clinical than us in the first half. Despite, I repeat, the desire, the will, the pressure, the intensity of the game, of my player was really, really good. For this reason, honestly, after the first half, I was really calm, and I explained to my players that I was satisfied about the commitment, about the desire for what I saw in the first half. And I said, continue this way. Continue to believe in the game that we prepared. Continue to put this pressure and play much more the ball, move the ball on one side, the other side quickly. And then I think we created a lot of problems to Liverpool today.
Massive, very important. Top class first half, obviously. The clear better side, really good football, controlled the game, gave them real jobs to do. But we knew the game is not over. Eh? Second half is obviously a little bit Tottenham time, and they threw everything up front. They took all the risk, and we had our counter-attacking moments. And if you can then put the game to bed, it would have been great. But in the last moment, last pass here and there, we were not precise enough, and that's why it was still 2-0 for a pretty long time. And then, of course, when they score their goal, then it's clear that it will be a massive fight and with chaotic moments. And we had that all. They are really good. They are really strong. And it makes the win then even sweeter.
There was a new face in the dugout at Villa Park as Unai Emery took charge of his first Aston Villa game. It was an impressive start for him, but United boss Erik ten Hag, well, he didn't hold back when discussing his side's performance.
We are really disappointed. Eh? We lose the game in the first half, start second half. I don't know if it's about tactic. Obviously, we make mistakes. We didn't follow the rules we have. We didn't operate it in the right construction, organization in the start. But also, we didn't know how they come out. But then you have to stick to the rules. In possession, keep the ball. And out of possession, win your battles. And that is what we didn't do. And then you are really quick, you are down. Now, this feels like a disappointment. And we know when we are not ready for the game, individually, we were not ready. As a team, we were not ready. And I think especially as a team, the opponent wanted more, showed more willingness. Yeah, then you can't win.
I'm feeling very well. I have one feeling as well here with everybody helping me and trying to be comfortable. My work with my coaches as well. And when I am happy, I think I can help the team better, trying to show them qualities we have and the organization we want to do with our shape, with our style, idea. And today is the first step.
Well, of course, the boot room was back on TalkSport yesterday, and our reporter Alex Crook discussed that 3-1 loss for Manchester United at Aston Villa, and he was left surprised by manager Erik ten Hag's team selection by starting Donny van de Beek and some others.
It's a setback. I think this is a significant one because you look at the calibre of opponent they're up against in terms of trying to get in the top four. You can't really afford to be going away from home and losing to Aston Villa. I was surprised by the team selection to see Donny van de Beek out there again. He was so bad in that Europa League game on Thursday. Looks absolutely devoid of confidence. And I think there comes a time when you have to cut your losses on a player. It's not going to happen for Donny van de Beek at Manchester United. It's probably not going to happen for Donny van de Beek in the Premier League. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer didn't fancy him. Ralph Rangnick didn't fancy him. He went to Everton. Frank Lampard didn't fancy him. And Erik ten Hag, even though he did really well for him at Ajax, he clearly doesn't fancy him, so something isn't right there. I think Garnacho scored a great goal on Thursday, but it's too soon for him to be starting regularly in the Premier League. Ronaldo looked a shadow of his former self. And they brought on Elanga in the second half. Now, with the greatest respect in the world, Elanga should be on loan at Birmingham or somewhere in the Championship. He should not be coming off the bench for a Manchester United side who want to get in the top four. So I think the squad depth was exposed today. Now, Anthony, again, they missed him. Martial still feeling his way back to fitness. Rashford was put out on the wing and didn't do particularly well. So I do think he got his team selection wrong.
Well, Newcastle United's fine form continued. They're now third in the Premier League table. Their manager Eddie Howe reacted to another huge win on the road, but it's looking dicey for Saints manager Ralf Hasenhüttl. He was asked if the lack of confidence is the issue in his side's recent form as they sit in the bottom three.
When I see us playing, I think no, because we try, we come in front of the goal and we create chances, we are fighting, we are working. This is not the issue, I think. Also, the belief is there on what we are doing. The chances we create are also there, so it is more about the final quality than to finish it up and to get the reward. And then when you don't do it often enough, obviously not happening, then you are there where you are.
I thought we scored some very good goals today. I thought that was probably the highlight for us, because the rest of our performance wasn't, I don't think, as good as it has been in recent weeks. But the goals were of high quality. Big moments in the games, because Southampton started well and put us under a bit of pressure, although they never really opened us up apart from their goal they scored. But very pleased again with the attitude of the players to come here and win is very difficult.
Well, I did say things were a bit tricky for Ralf Hasenhüttl at Southampton. And back on the boot room yesterday, Alex Crook gave us an update with a lot of speculation over his position as manager.
My understanding is that Southampton have indeed decided to part company with Ralf Hasenhüttl. I think it's a matter of when and not if now. I think originally the plan was that he would continue until the World Cup break, when a replacement could come in. I do wonder, and I sense maybe the nature of that defeat at home to Newcastle might just accelerate that decision. Either way, Southampton, I understand, will have a new manager in place for the first game back after the World Cup break, but it could well happen sooner.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk. Right, on to another London derby now, and Patrick Vieira believes his Crystal Palace side absolutely deserved all 3 points when they beat West Ham with a 94th minute winner at the London Stadium, and even Hammers boss David Moyes agreed.
We shouldn't be too sick because we probably didn't deserve to win today, we didn't play well enough. Look, it is a sickness when you concede at that moment, when it, if anything it looks like we might have been about to get the winner a break on, but we allowed them to counter-attack us on in the last minute. But look, we went a goal ahead, didn't look as if we had a goal in us at the time, they were the better side. But the worst part of it was when we sort of got back in control, it was our deficiencies giving the goal away with a bad pass across the back, which probably allowed them to get back in the game.
When you score at the end like that, you know, especially the way we play today, I think we deserve that win. I think we were the better team, and I'm really pleased for my players because, you know, away from home it's been challenging. We play against some difficult teams and we never get what we fully deserve. And today we are pleased and I'm really proud of them because we show character. We started the game quite really well, but we couldn't score. At the end, we conceded the first goal and we keep our discipline, we keep playing and we managed to win the game. So today I'm really, really proud about them.
All right, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or, of course, wherever you get your podcasts from. There'll be another one of these TalkSport daily podcasts out first thing in the morning. Until then, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.